the humanitarian situation in Yemen as a result of the escalation of the conflict a year ago is extremely dire, if not in certain areas near to catastrophic. Yemen was always marked by a very humanitarian situation which was already of a protracted nature. Already the majority of the Yemenis were in need of some form of humanitarian assistance for many years, and that has only been now aggravated. The situation has worsened, the escalation of the conflict since a year. At the moment, 4 out of 5 Yemenis is in need of some form of humanitarian assistance, be it access to clean water, healthcare, food, non-food items, shelter. Yemen, being a very poor country, being in conflict, is still the country in the region which hosts the largest number of Somali refugees and also a considerable number of refugees of other nationalities like Ethiopians, Eritreans, Syrians, Iraqi. So it's not only for the Yemeni themselves that this conflict has led to a lot of impoverishment and also displacement, but it's also for the refugees.
How many people are displaced and how many refugees are currently in Yemen and still coming through to Yemen?
Yeah, so first of all, the current conflict has resulted in massive displacement within Yemen. Yemeni don't have the tendency to seek refuge abroad, although still more than 60,000 have done so in the region. But the large majority of Yemenis who have to leave places because of the conflict or because there is no longer any assistance available move elsewhere in the country. We now count 2.4 million what we call internally displaced persons. That is a staggering number because if you look at the total population of Yemen, 25 million, that's near to 10%. 1 out of 10 Yemeni at the moment is living elsewhere in the country.
What kind of support do you provide to them?
As UNHCR, we provide shelter support. I mean, they need, of course, a place to live. So either we help them where they have joined host families with some money to pay the rent, or they have shelter in unfinished buildings or in schools or in what we call collective centers. We do the rehabilitation of these centers. We make sure that the services are there, that they have access to water and also to food and non-food items. So this is the type of support we provide. We also support non-material support, that is much more protection assistance, because they have lost sometimes their houses, their land, they need legal assistance. The most vulnerable amongst the internally displaced are often the women, the widows, the children, the elderly people. They need specific assistance. And in general, this population is deprived of their rights. It's very difficult for them to have access to services. They're also, within the Yemen population, marginalized groups. They're discriminated. So the UNHCR tries to improve their situation amongst the IDPs by offering specific protection.
What is the cost of the humanitarian operation that the UNHCR is providing in Yemen, and how much of that amount have you perceived for 2016?
The UNHCR in 2016 would need some $125 million for support to the refugees, for its programs in support of the IDPs, and also to support its program to deal with these new arrivals at the Yemeni shore. That is what the UNHCR would need. The humanitarian community in its totality in Yemen would need much more, $1.8 billion. Now, the UNHCR, which, as I said, would need some $125 million out of the total, has at the moment received some $20 million. So you can count that is not even some 20% of what we would need this year. So throughout the year, we are confident that the donor community will come forward with money, but it's always difficult at the beginning of the year when you have so many needs to address and your initial budget is far from satisfactory. So we call on the international community to generously invest this money in the humanitarian situation in Yemen, because it there's also a risk that with the major crises in Syria and Iraq, also in the route to Mediterranean, crisis in Yemen, which is complex and very voluminous, tends to be forgotten.